Really appreciate that. Hey, good morning, family. I understand this is being recorded, am I right? Yeah? So Doug promised he would listen to this. So I'd like us to give he and Robbie a big hello this morning, okay? So on one, two, three, hello, Doug and Robbie. Good. That's for you guys. We love you. Hope you're having a great time on another honeymoon. So, again, if we haven't met, I'm Bob Frazier. I've lived in the county about 25 years. I have a beautiful wife, Cheryl. We have three children, and they're all married as well to some lovely people. And we have four grandchildren. All of our kids live here in the county. As Mark mentioned, I work at People's Bank, where I make loans for businesses to operate and grow. And I've been doing that for over 30 years. So this morning, well, I must tell you a little bit more about myself, I guess. I am an encourager. I'm not a preacher, and I'm not an entertainer. I'm an encourager. Likewise, I love encouragement. So since we have a loose group this morning, and Doug's not here, we can pretend to be anything we want. I think it was Daryl mentioned, can we pretend to be Southern Baptists this morning? Absolutely. If in the course of my presentation you feel like you want to yell out something, I'm good with that, okay? All right. I like shopping. I love walking with my wife, Cheryl. I don't like shopping without Cheryl. I got to tell you that. But Amazon is changing the way I feel about shopping. I can tell you that. I also like horses. I like golf. And I like building with wood and pretending to be a farmer. We have got 5 acres, and I've got a little 25-horse tractor. It's a good day when I get to be on the tractor for the day, or I get to be building something. It's also a good day when I get to exercise my ministry gift, which is encouragement. And that's what I get to do this morning. I get to encourage you all and myself in the course of this presentation. If you're wondering if this is presentation is going to be any good, I can assure you it's going to be the worst presentation you have ever heard from this stage. Let's just get that right. Let's set those expectations really low, okay? Thank you. I appreciate that. As I told you, my ministry is encouragement. I told you that because we're going to be talking about ministry this morning and how we are shaped for ministry. What ministry has God designed you for? And we're going to answer that question in the course of the morning. Maybe not specifically for you, but begin to move you along that path where you can discover what your ministry is and what specifically how you're shaped for ministry. So I'm going to put my cheaters on so I can see this. Indeed, you are shaped for ministry. That's what we're going to title this. And as I launch this, I have to give credit to Rick Warren of Saddleback Church. Rick came up with a lot of this material over 15 years ago, and it significantly impacted our Christian community. Secondly, as I've read recently in preparation for this presentation, our society has become increasingly dull to the printed word. And we are relying more and more on images and music to communicate with it. Today, I'm going to test that theory. I'm going to show you 5 images on the slide in the overhead. And then I'm going to explain what each one of them means. And there is going to be a test at the end, okay? So in the course of the presentation, we'll be rehearsing what those things are. Janet's going to have that first slide. Well, here you go. These are the 5 images we're going to be talking about today. And you probably think, Bob, you are a nut. And you'd be right. So we're going to begin with the Wonder Bread. Why did I choose Wonder Bread? This image I want you to gather is because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay? Pretty easy. We are wonderfully made. Janice, go back to the slide with the 5, if you will. Let's stay on that one for a minute. The second image you'll see to the right of that is a hand. Now, that hand, I want you to realize, means you are uniquely shaped by God. You know, we've all heard about our fingerprints and how unique our fingerprints are. There's no one who has fingerprints like you do. You are uniquely shaped by God. And anytime you need a reminder of that, you just look at the end of your sleeve. And you go, oh my, look at that. I am uniquely shaped for ministry. The next one in the lower left is a cross, but you'll notice the cross has a couple arrows on it because this cross for us is going to stand for ministry. Specifically, I'll get into that a little later. The next picture we see is that of a gift. This image represents that you are gifted by God for a special purpose. You are gifted by God for a special purpose. And the last image in the lower right corner, if you will, is some hands folded in prayer on a Bible. And this means that we must abide in Christ. We must abide in Christ. Now let's look at each of those images individually. The first is Wonder Bread. Janice, would you flip that slide to Wonder Bread now? This loaf of Wonder Bread has the word wonder right on it. When you see it, you aren't going to have a hard time remembering that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? Indeed, you are a masterpiece. You and I are fearfully and wonderfully made by God in a unique way, in a unique shape, for a unique purpose. And you can say, oh no, you're not talking about me, Bob. You can't be talking about me. Yes, I am. Do you realize that God didn't make a mistake when He made you? You were created for ministry. King David points this out in the Psalms when he writes in Psalm 139, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful." That is me and you he is talking about. I am wonderful. You are wonderful. We are handmade. We are knit by God. I can't help when I hear the word knit be reminded of my mother-in-law. Rest her soul. She's with the Lord. Beautiful woman. But she used to be a knitter. And we were talking and stuff and having coffee, whatever. She'd be knitting away, and every once in a while, she'd have to suck in her breath because she dropped a loop. And then she'd have to carefully unwind. She'd fix that thing. So when I hear that God knit me, it so reminds me of the way Mom used to take such care over her knitting. She fixed every little thing. And if Mom can do that, I know my God could be so much more careful at the way He knit me together. So as we're going to review, as we move on, Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread is to remind us how wonderfully we are made. Now do yourself a favor, and everyone else, turn to the people next to you, tell them, you're wonderfully made. All right? Tell them that. Yeah, thank you. I told you this isn't going to be anything like you prepared for. Janice, the next slide, please. Hey, here's that hand. This hand represents our shape for ministry. Again, we are unique. Our shape, our design, makes us well-suited for His purposes. He has a ministry for each of us that will share the love of God with other people. By understanding our shape, each of us can begin to discover the ministry God has for us individually, that unique way that God intends for you, you, and you to serve Him. Let me give you a simple example of this. Now it gets really weird, doesn't it? No. This is a ball and bat, obviously. This ball was designed for a purpose. So was this bat. You were designed for a purpose. The shape of this bat follows a particular function. It's made to hit this ball. When we operate in our gifts, it's a thing of beauty. But what happens when we reverse those roles? What if I were to say, Klaus, you could do me a favor, you could hold that bat. What if we reverse the game and you said, Klaus, throw that bat at me. Not really, okay, don't really throw it at me. But Klaus, you go ahead and throw that bat at me, I'm gonna swing and hit it with this ball. To me, that would be a great game because the odds of me hitting that bat, as big as it is, are probably pretty good. The odds of me getting hurt are also equally good, right? This is what ministry looks like when we know our shape, but we're not operating like God intended. When God intended, thank you, brother, when God intended, we use our shape in the ministry that He has designed for us, we become that home run ball. That's the way He designed us. Watch me trip over that later. So you're designed for a purpose, just like that bat and that ball. And Ephesians 2:10, he reminds us of that. He says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." We are God's handiwork, specifically designed for things He's prepared in advance for us to do. That's pretty cool, isn't it? God has shaped us for ministry, so much so that to agree, if we don't find our ministry, we're just a little lost. We're just unfulfilled. But when we do find our ministry, this is the exciting part. When I get the opportunity to encourage you, I'm happy. I'm having fun right now. As nervous and as shaky as I am, I'm still having fun. Because I'm doing my ministry. I'm doing exactly what God designed me to do. And when you begin to operate in your area of ministry, you will experience fruitfulness and fulfillment that you cannot experience anywhere else. So let's review. This hand means that you are uniquely shaped for ministry. Uniquely shaped for ministry. Again, you can turn to the person next to you and tell them, "You're uniquely shaped for ministry." Janice, can we have the next slide, please? Here it is. This is the cross. And this cross represents ministry for us. It's basically taking the gospel of the cross, if you will, and it's moving in three directions. That's what the arrows are for. But let's talk about the word ministry, because that can kind of be intimidating. Sometimes ministry sounds like you have to be a professional. You need a degree or some fancy initials behind your name. Or you at least need a paycheck to do ministry. But I tell you, let's decide right now, that is not the biblical definition of ministry. The biblical definition of ministry means the good works, the very good stuff that any child of God is doing that will worship the Father, to bring honor to Him, to share His story of redemption with others, or to share His love and compassion with others, or even to love and to lead others into a growing relationship with Christ. Amen? Remember Southern Baptist this morning, you just let it out a little more. So. Ministry is all about fulfilling the great commandments, to love God and to love others. And so as you look at this image, what I want you to see is we're moving in three directions. We worship God. We worship the family, or excuse me, we administer to the God. We minister to the family of God, and we minister to our neighbors. Do you get that? Now you see that image. So you're going to remember what that is, right? Yeah, so you can catch the eye of someone near you and just kind of give them this, okay? All right. Janice, can I have the next slide, please? You're all doing really well this morning, by the way. You're staying with me. This is a gift. The gift is an image that reminds us that we have been gifted for ministry. We've all been gifted for ministry. In fact, he reminds us of that in 1 Peter. He says, "Each of you," yeah, that's what it starts out, "each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms." You'll notice right off, it doesn't say that some of you have been gifted for ministry. That pretty much includes all of us when he says, "each of you." No one is exempt. So to review, again, when we're looking at the gift, the picture of the gift is to remind us that you have been gifted for ministry. See, this isn't so hard. I know you're going to all do really well on the test at the end. So, all right. I hope about now you're waving the white flag. You're waving that white flag, and you're saying, "Okay, Bob, okay, I hear you. I hear what God's telling us this morning, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made for ministry. I have a unique shape for ministry, and God is calling me to ministry. I have a gift from God to be used for ministry." But what is my ministry? What is my gift? I'm so glad you asked that question, because we're going to begin to move along that path as I encourage you with this. Janice, can we have the next slide? Back to the hand. We now know that this hand represents your unique shape for ministry, and this is a great place to begin to discover what your ministry and what your gift is. Actually, shape is an acrostic. You'll see here, S-H-A-P-E, and the S begins or stands for your spiritual or motivational gift that God has given you. Now, I already told you, the way He's gifted me, I'm an encourager. It's not the only gift that He's given me, but that's the way He's given me. I'm an encourager, and so I thrive when I begin to encourage other people. And in Romans 12, he reminds us of this. He says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Again, each of us, no one is excluded. If your gift is prophesying, prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is courage, then encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Many commentators agree that Paul is not trying to provide an exhaustive list of gifts from God, but rather is giving us a sampling that will stir our imagination and thoughts about gifts. If your gift isn't listed there in Romans, don't worry about it. God has gifted you. What Paul is trying to say is use your gift to the very best you can, whatever that gift may be. He says it again in Colossians. He says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is as the Lord Christ you are serving. We got to serve with all of our might. The H in shape is for your heart. It's an area of passion or interest that draws you in like a magnet, like a moth to a flame. You find yourself continually doing this maybe in your life story. Philippians talks about that. It says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. What do you love to do? What you love to do may be what God is prompting you to use for His ministry and to tell His story of love for His glory. Amen. The A is your natural abilities or special learned skills. There's an example of this in Exodus when they're building the tabernacle, right? They're building a tabernacle, and God assures them, He says, I have given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything that I've commanded you. So while it got really complicated really quick, and they're like, oh, whoa, God, could you write all that down for us? He says, don't worry about it. I have put it into the hearts of these people. I have built skills into them. They're going to be able to do this. And they're like, oh, wow, we've got people who can do that. We've got people who can do that. We've got people who can do the ministry. P is for personality. Different personalities are self-evident. I'm lucky. I'm looking at, I think, probably, 100 different personalities here in the room this morning? Exactly. Our different personalities are self-evident, yet we're all created in God's image. Our temperament, our disposition, our preferences are all uniquely ours, but are subject to change as our life is regenerated and we become more mature in Christ, as is evidenced by the growing fruit of the Spirit in our life. E of shape stands for our life experiences. Our life experiences uniquely prepare us for an area of ministry we should consider. And the Word says in Corinthians, it says, God and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. What he's saying is, you might have had some really bright spots in your life or some really troublesome spots in your life. God can use all of those experiences for His glory, for your ministry. God never wastes experiences. Now you're going to say, okay, Bob, I see what shape is, but how do I discover my unique shape? Again, you guys are on fire this morning. You are asking great questions. So let me encourage you to thoughtfully consider some of these next steps. First and foremost, we need to dedicate our bodies for ministry. Romans 12 says this, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So it is our duty and our act of love to live for Him. See? That moves us towards finding our shape. Another one, we need to evaluate our strengths. Again, in Romans 12, it says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment." Sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Now, we all need to examine and understand ourselves so we can appreciate the way God has made us, right? I love the fact that he says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. You know what he's really saying? He said, understand your gifts, operate in your gifts. That's where you're going to be in your sweet spot. But he's also saying, don't operate in the areas where you're not gifted and you don't more or less belong, because it won't end well. So there's almost a word of caution there, all right? So again, having that sober judgment about what we need to do and who we need to be as we're yielded to the Holy Spirit. Next, we need to be prepared to cooperate with all the saints. In Romans, again, Romans 12, it says, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." So as different as we all are, we need each other. You need me to encourage you maybe this morning. I need you tomorrow for another need, right? We need each other. Understand, again, that we won't be doing ministry alone. You will and must be connected to other believers for both support and protection. Be prepared to engage with other believers. Okay? That's an integral part of finding your shape. Okay, if you'll do those things, now you're ready to take the next step. Janice, can we have the next slide? This image is to remind us that we need to pray and we need to stay in His Word. We're going to call that abiding in Christ. We pray and we read. By praying and reading, this is how we stay connected and how we communicate with God. Probably 99% of all His communication to us is going to be through prayer and through the Word, right? So we are going to need to abide in Christ if we're ever going to accurately find our shape, all right? So there is no shortcut to understanding who you are in Christ and what God's plan is for your life. And I'm not pretending to be able to tell you what your ministry is. This is something that the Holy Spirit alone is going to have to reveal to each and every one of you. In the absence of prayer and reading the Word, which will, again, we call abiding in Christ, if you're not willing to abide in Christ, the odds of you finding your ministry, nil. Nil. That's my experience. Because apart from Christ, apart from the leading of the Holy Spirit, you just can't do it. And that's a shame, because we were created for ministry. And as I said earlier, if we can operate in the area of our ministry, we will experience fulfillment and joy and significance like no other part of our life could ever provide to us. So let's review this one. This image reminds us that we are to abide in Christ. Do you mind saying that with me? That we need to abide in Christ. Powerful. Well, we're right near the end. I know you're all getting excited. We're finally going to get off the stage. Janice, will you give me the next slide? All right, I said at the beginning, there's going to be a test at the end. So let's see how we're going to do. Here's that first image, Wonder Bread. Now, how did you internalize that? What does this mean to you? It means we're fearfully and wonderfully made. When you see Wonder Bread through and you're walking in the grocery store aisle, maybe you'll even pick up a loaf, I don't know. But when you see Wonder Bread, what's are you going to think? I am wonderfully made. Excellent. For ministry. The next image is the hand. Remember what that one is now? I'm uniquely shaped for ministry. That's right. No one else can do the ministry that I can do the way I can do it, because I'm so unique, just like my fingerprints. Yeah. You have a great shape, by the way. The cross, this reminds us of ministry, right? We need to be doing our ministry. This is what our ministry looks like. It looks like we're ministering to God. It looks like we're ministering to the family of God. It looks like we're ministering to our neighbors, right? That's ministry. Good. I'm getting a workout up here. I don't know about you. The next one is the gift. What does that mean to us? It means me and you are gifted by God for ministry. That's pretty simple, right? And the last one, the image, praying hands and the word. It's going to remind us to abide in Christ. Man, you are all quick learners. I'm so proud of you this morning. Janice, will you give me the next slide? Let me say this in closing. At New Life, we believe God tells us that we're all designed for ministry because that's what God tells us in His Word. And so let's be encouraging each other to find our ministry. We need to help each other find our ministry, which is to do the good works that God's people do. If you aren't confident that you know how God has gifted you for ministry, we'll be hosting a SHAPE workshop in the near future that you can take advantage of. And there will be some assessments as part of that. There will be some feedback and some reflection, what will help move you along that path. For those of you who are already confident about what your ministry is, would you share that with me or Doug? Doug, do you hear that? I'm committing you to something. I can hardly wait till he hears this. Nah, we talked about it. Why? I want you to share that with us so that we can encourage you in your ministry. All right? So it doesn't matter if you aren't sure. Look for the workshop coming up. Hopefully we can move you along that way. And also, hopefully you'll be praying about that and staying in His Word, abiding in Christ as you seek God's will for your ministry. This presentation this morning absolutely is not a recruiting effort to get you to volunteer here at church. Can I say that again? This is not a recruiting effort to get you to volunteer here at the church. New Life is not a church that says, here's a need, here's a body, let's stuff them in there, and we'll use a shoehorn if we need to get them in there. No, that's not us. Instead, we sincerely desire for you to experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from being and doing your ministry in the center of God's will. We're committed to that. Thank you so much for letting me share and encourage you this morning. I've so appreciated the opportunity to do this because I love using my gift. I hope I have been able to encourage you this morning and that you will find your ministry in the future for His glory and His honor. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Mark, the stage is yours.